Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Jessica Genovese. What is going on? You guys are talking about insurance companies. I know you want to talk about something, you know your topic, but how challenging is working with insurance companies, and how can our listeners who have these events, horrible events, my basement flooded twice, Roy threw in some drain tile finally and cleaned out my window drains and installed two new ones in my other house, but that's a major kerfuffle.
Yeah, I think something that you have to keep in mind is, especially during a huge storm, like your insurance company is trying to pay as little as possible, right? And I think that they assume that most homeowners are naive and don't really understand the actual costs of the tear out and making what we call your area safe or dry, and then the actual cost to put it back together. And I meet with a lot of homeowners, like, after the tear out was done, after a mitigation company came in, they want to put their basement back together, and they're like, yeah, you know, I already got my scope of work for my insurance company. I already have my rebuild, and they closed my claim, and I've got $15,000, and you
know, more than enough, right? I mean, really, oh, yeah. Right? They were great.
They were great.
I love hearing that. The adjuster was so great and so nice,
yes,
and easy to work with, and
so
even
quick.
Made it sound like, oh, he's willing to work. You know, if the prices don't line up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I don't think I think the insurance companies try to paint a picture like, here's your claim, here's your amount, we're closing out the costs, and I'll put it back together. But that's really not true. You really need an expert, you know, like Aloha or companies like us that know how to bid properly for rebuilding and making sure the insurance company pays for it. Just because they say your claim's closed, it's never closed. It's never closed until the work is done. So, you know, if you only have an X amount on your rebuild for a water loss, don't think that that's all they're going to pay. They can pay out supplements. And a lot of times, all I need to do is I just want to see, let me see that scope of work. Let me see your claim paperwork. And I'll sit with a customer. I'll take me 5 minutes to scan it, and I'll already call out 15, 35 things that your insurance company has missed on their paperwork.
Well, and I don't mean to say, like, hey, all insurance companies aren't bad, right? So, I mean, there are good ones.
I actually just think it's the adjuster.
Okay.
Dealt with some really great adjusters that are like, just send me your scope. Boom, you're approved. Let's roll. I deal with some adjusters who actually don't know a lot about construction, and I don't know why they're coming out to adjust a quote when they don't really understand construction. And so their quote comes in either incorrect. Like, sometimes I'm reading an insurance scope and they even have the wrong scope of work. Like, they have for us to replace doors in like a scope, for instance, and that we didn't even remove any doors, you know? So I think that homeowners just should get quotes, see what the costs are, and if it doesn't equal what the insurance is paying, send those into your insurance company so they cover it. So, and just make sure you have coverage. You know, please look at your policy, call your agent. If your agent tells you, oh, $5,000 or $10,000 is enough, it's not enough. It really isn't. You shouldn't have any limit less than $25,000, and $25,000 might not even cover it.
Right.
So
I have to ask,
sure,
is it a good idea for homeowners to get multiple estimates from restoration contractors, or do they normally just pick a guy, Aloha or whatever, and that's what they should do? Or should it sounds like there might be a difference between what you do and maybe some other company does. So should a homeowner get multiple estimates? Typically, they're frantic. They want to get this done type thing. So I don't know if that's common or uncommon.
I think some customers who are worried that, you know, they think that all they have on their claim is $20,000. They want to get multiple quotes to see which company is like within budget. But really, if you hire a company that you trust and that knows how to deal with insurance claims, you don't need multiple bids. You just need to find the company that you want to work with. And as long as they know how to speak with insurance companies and have that type of experience, you don't need to get multiple quotes. You just need to tell your insurance company, because in the state of Illinois, it's illegal for your insurance company to tell you who to choose to work on your home. Like, as a homeowner, it's your right to tell the insurance company who you want to work with. So I always suggest find the company that you want to do the work, that you trust. Let the insurance company know, I'm using this company or I'm using Aloha. Please talk to my Aloha rep, which would be me, and make sure that you guys negotiate the scope of work, that you both agree to do the work and get paid for it.
What is the exact language when our listeners during the break, of course, don't do it during the show because you'd miss a lot of stuff. Well, if the people that turned off, who are still listening.
No, they're still listening. They're just saying. They're just saying.
Got it. Give me a break. So what exactly is the verbiage or the terms that they should, when they're like, hey, Tom or Sally, my insurance agent, what is my coverage for this? Or do I have this type of coverage? What is the, you know, the terminology
it's
that they should be
either
asking?
Either going to be sump pump failure or flood damage are the two verbiage or the
for
two
the basement.
The two policies that you want for the basement.
Got it. Sewer backup.
And you want sewer backup coverage. Yeah, because sump pump failure and sewer backup are two different policies or two different insurance coverages.
Man.
So and then, it, you know,
it's complicated, isn't it?
I think it's the loopholes, you know, or if God forbid you had a basement flood and you didn't know about it and now you got mold growing down there. If you call your insurance company and say it's mold, they're just going to shoot you down. They're like, oh, we don't cover mold. So you got to be really careful about, you should know what's in your policy as a homeowner. You should know what's in your policy. And before you start talking to your insurance and telling them what has happened, figure out what actually happened so you don't tell them the wrong thing and they deny you.
And the insurance company doesn't charge you to call them and say, right? I'm paying them. I'm a customer, right? So if I call them and say, hey, what's my policy? They're going they have to tell me.
Right.
Okay.
So I've got Roy sitting over there sliding Benjamin's over to David to see if, because Dave's coming up next.
Yeah.
And Roy has like got this cat eating grin smile and he's like paying Dave off. Kind of, you know, it's kind of like the NFL draft. Hey, I'll give you, you know, if I trade your pick, I'll give you a couple of dumb. Because this is what we talked about if you showed up at breakfast. You know,
this is the jab for breakfast.
Yeah. This is what we talked about.
I didn't know Laura Ann was going to be here. Well, I mean, I would have showed up if I would have known she was going to be here, in all fairness. Right?
Okay. Well, so I'll tell you, Laura Ann's going to come to every
breakfast.
That's
a big deal
for
me. That's a kind of a deal breaker. Okay, I got to be honest with you. All right.
So
I only get to see her maybe once a year.
Everything that you're saying, right, and you miss breakfast too, shame on you, is what we talked about at breakfast.
Sure.
Which, and Roy's going to be talking about mold, major thing, and everything else. So there's a lot of things going on when you've got water in your basement that you don't want and you didn't ask for it.
Yeah, and I think it's important to, when your basement floods, to have an expert come out and measure the amount of moisture you have. Because, you know, I have a lot of customers who, they mop up the water, they put their, you know, bedroom fans down there, and they're like, it looks dry, it's fine. And then 4 or 5 days later, there's a musty smell and you got mold growing. So, you know, as a homeowner, like your basement foundation is never going to be completely even or completely level, and water is going to travel to the lowest point of your basement. So when the water hits your drywall, you don't know if that framework behind the drywall, behind the baseboards is wet. And if it is wet, there's no way to that it's going to dry on its own without a professional company.
And you have a
in.
Science project going on behind your walls, which could be very harmful to you and your family. Phone number for listeners want to reach out to you. You're here till 1, so we'll dive a lot deeper into this later on the show.
847-865-5664.
Steven Hendrickson, one of the loan officers on my team, called me up. His sump pump went out, or he had, something happened. And he's like, hey, what's Jessica's number? I need her. Boom. To fix his basement, married, 3 kids, very happy, and a blind dog. So I don't want that to go the wrong way. But he, you know, you came, fixed his basement, dried out his basement. So thank you for taking care of one of my guys.
Yeah, thank you for the referral.
Phone number one more time.
847-865-5664.
Put that in your phone, right? Because you don't know, you don't need
it.
It's
not like you're calling. It's not like, wow, I can't wait for something bad to happen so I could call you guys.
And the other thing is for, you know, anybody who's listening who already had your tear out done and you need a company to come in to put your basement back together, call us because I'll work with you. I'll work with your insurance company and we'll make it look better than it was before it flooded.
Phone number.
847-865-5664.